Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. According to Bloomberg, in the coming months, small businesses will be able to use iPhones to accept payments without requiring extra hardware. Apple purchased MobiWave, a contactless payment company, in 2019. The company previously worked with Samsung on a similar project, with Samsung phones able to accept payments from contactless cards and NFC payments such as Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay. The report does not reveal if MobiWave's tech will be branded as part of Apple Pay's service. Following a Washington Attorney General's investigation, Amazon is shutting down its Sold by Amazon program, which ran from 2018 until it was suspended in 2020 for reasons unrelated to the suit, said a spokesperson. The suit contends the company unreasonably restrained competition and engaged in unlawful price fixing. As a result, Amazon will pay $2.25 million, with funds going towards antitrust enforcement, end the program nationwide, and provide annual updates on compliance with antitrust laws. Amazon also disbanded its influence campaign, Amazon Ambassadors. The ambassador program launched in 2018 to counter widespread criticism of the company's practices and working conditions, using Twitter to reply to posts about the lack of bathroom breaks, for example. The Financial Times reports senior executives were not pleased with the campaign's reach and removed all traces of it around the end of 2020. Axios reports Substack plans to launch a video player in a continued push to attract more creators to the platform. This move follows last year's investments in comic book creators and the launch of the BookSmart Studios podcast network. Videos can be made available to all or subscribers only. Currently, the feature is in a limited beta test and is expected to roll out in the coming months. On Wednesday, the European Commission presented its Digital Decade Principles, defining the bloc's vision of how digital economies should aim to function. This includes putting privacy, fundamental rights, and strong consumer protections high on a priority list. The Commission will also monitor how these principles are implemented within the EU, with studies and an annual report, as well as by monitoring risks from AI, cyber attacks, and mass surveillance. Following Twitter's NFT profile picture announcement, TechCrunch reports Reddit is testing a feature to let users set any NFT as their profile picture. The test is in its earliest stages and has not been made available to the public. Developer Nima Oji found references in Reddit's web app to a test collection on OpenSea. Reddit has not commented which blockchains would be supported if this test expands in the future. Valve announced Steam Deck consoles will go on sale Friday, February 25th at 10 a.m. to customers with reservations, with emails sent out in the same order reservations were made. Customers will have 3 days to place an order, and new email batches will go out weekly. If you're still looking to secure your own, you can reserve one with a $5 deposit, though shipping is currently estimated for Q2. Apple is the number one phone seller in China. Analysts at Counterpoint estimate Q4 smartphone sales in China declined 9% on the year, with overall 2021 sales down 2% on the year. In the quarter, Apple grew sales 32% on the year to be number one in market share with 23% for the first time since Q4 2015. Realme was the fastest growing smartphone brand in China, with sales up 83% in Q4 and 379% on the year in 2021. According to Bloomberg sources, Russian President Vladimir Putin backs a government proposal to regulate and tax mining cryptocurrencies, rejecting the central bank's position of banning it completely. The proposal would limit mining to regions with a surplus of electricity. This action follows Kazakhstan restricting mining due to blackouts and China's full ban on mining in the country. On a post on the developer forums, Apple announced a fix for the third-party sync issues for iCloud, a bug previously unacknowledged by the company, now vaguely blaming an underlying issue as a cause. The issue prevented third-party apps from syncing with iCloud, with requests failed with HTTP status code 503 errors. Apps that previously had to disable syncing will likely re-enable it as the fix rolls out. And compatible 2021 LG TVs can now download the GeForce Now app from the Content Store, following a beta period that began last November. The app allows access directly from the TV.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
To NVIDIA streaming service of games you already own from Steam and Epic, no NVIDIA Shield required. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.